Okay, Nedarim Daf Yud Ches. We are on Yud Zayin Amabez, and we are in the sugyas of the machlokas between Rav Huna and Shmuel in terms of how to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that there is something called a neder b'toch neder, but there's no such thing as a shvua b'toch shvua. And Rav Huna said the only case in the Mishnah that works is if I say hareini nazir hayom hareini nazir l'machar. If I would say hareini nazir hayom hareini nazir hayom, so that would not work because it's just one on top of another one and ein chala nazirus al nazirus. And Shmuel says no, that's exactly the point of the Mishnah, even though they overlap, but because one cannot be chal l'maisa if the other one is already chal, so that is why it works, and that is neder b'soch neder. So we try to bring a raya from an inference from the Mishnah, directly from the Mishnah, and we are now up to Meisvei, 6-7 lines up from the bottom, trying to, again, figure out a raya to Rav Huna or Shmuel. So Meisvei, says the Braisa, Misha nazar shtei nazirus. Someone accepts two nazirios, as we have been talking about. Mana is harishona, and he counted the first nazirus. It's day 30 now, or even day 31. Let's say it's day 30. He's finished. Vehifrish karban, and he was mafrish a set of karbanos to bring for the end of his nazirus. Vinishal alei, and then, that's the simple interpretation of the Gemara, after he sets aside his karbanos, he then is shoel on his nazirus, his first nazirus. So, what is the halacha now? Also, lo shnia barishona. So the second, he does not have to hold the second nazirus. Remember, he was nozer two nazirios. So it's supposed to be 30 and then 30. And after he finishes the first one and he separates his karbanos, so then he is shoel. He gets rid of. He uproots the first nazirus. So then he could use the first counting as the second nazirus, and he doesn't have to count anymore. Okay, so that's the halacha. Again, the pashas is that first he separated his karbanos, and then he was shoel, right? And that is what the Rush points out based on the Gemara elsewhere. V'yafilu gilach v'hifrish karban. Machi lid shule, right? Even if he was already got a haircut, was mafrish's karbanos, still he is able to be shoel on the nazirus the entire time. So says the Gemara, what exactly is the case here? Hechidami ilema da amar hareini nazir hayom hareini nazir lamachar. Is this a case like you, Rav Huda, would want us to think? That hareini nazir hayom or and lamachar today and tomorrow. So then am I also lo shnia barishona ha'ika yom yisera. If he said today and tomorrow, which means, as Rav Huna interpreted our Mishnah, it starts tomorrow. The only reason that it's chal is because it's chal one extra day on day 31, and once it's chal one day, it's chal for another 30 days. So if that's true, that it's supposed to start tomorrow, so then you're still one day short. Why should the Braisa say that, oh, the second Naziris could fit onto the first Naziris? No, it's one day short. So, El Abshita, but rather what must be the case? It's obvious to Amar, Harini Nazar Hayom, Harini Nazar Hayom. It must be actually one on top of another. And it says it works. Vitsyufta de Rav Huna, and it's Akasha on Rav Huna. Again, the Rishona point out, well, maybe Rav Huna agrees if you were Shoal on the first one. Right, the Mishnah is talking about a case where you show you had the first one. So the Ran, the Rush, others say, no, it must be. If it wasn't Chal right away, it can't be Chal later on. Right, even if you would say it'd be Shoel, the fact that it's Chal after you were Shoel shows that it existed even originally. So it's a Kasha on Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says, Harini Nazar Hayom, Harini Nazar Hayom, should not work. So the Gemara has two answers. Lo, Lo Olam, Harini Nazar Hayom, Harini Nazar Lamachar. Really, he's talking about that. Umay also lo, and what does it mean the second one can count in the first countings? Labar meyahu yom yaseira. Plus one more day. You're right, you have to do one more day. But we're just saying that the first 29 days of this Naziris would work, and you'd be able to use the first counting. Number one. Inami or kigoncha kibel shtei naziros bibas achas. Chiddush, we haven't had this yet. The case is, and even Rav Huna would agree, if somebody says, Hareini Mekabel Alai Shtei Nazirios. So Rav Huna said that if I say, Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom, the second one is not Chal. Because the first one is already Chal, and the second one can't, because he's already a Nazir. But if he says, Hareini Mekabel Alai Shtei Nazirios, then why should one be Chal more than the other one? So in that case, Rav Huna would agree that they're both chal, one after another, but if one, the first one is removed, then the second one can be chal in the first 30 days. So that is the chiddush of Rav Huna. Rav Huna would agree in that case. 2 points. First, going back to the original case. Shlomo Zalman, you know, they put out the Mincha Shlomo on certain mesechtes. So here, Shlomo Zalman on this daf discusses this idea of She'ela, and he discusses the sheet of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer notes in Yaradei and Simin Shinchaf regarding Afrashas Trumas and Maestras. It's also discussed by the Minchas Chinuch. What happens if I'm Mafresh Truma, and then I'm Shoel on the Hafrasha? I undo the Hafrasha for whatever reason. I'm starving, and I can't give, I don't want to give, or I don't want to give this as Truma, I want to give something else as Truma. Whatever, I'm Shoel on the Hafrasha. Let's say the Truma got mixed up into the rest of the Tvua, and now I don't know where it is. Right, what happens sometimes, L'maisa, by Hafrashas Chala. It gets mixed up, so that you really have to start again. You can't just take off another piece, because you have Chala in here. So you have to undo, you have to be Shoel on the Hafrasha, and then start again. So let's say I'm Shoel on the Hafrasha, says the Chassam Sofer. Im Nishal al Hafrasha, so, V'ata mafrish pam shnia, chozer umavarech shnia, b'shas Hafrasha shnia. Chassam Sofer paskins, that you make a bracha on the second Hafrasha. Because after I'm Shoel, it disappears. As if I didn't do it, and I'm sure, and I make a second bracha. The shaila that the Achronim ask is, well, if I do that, or even before that, am I allowed to be shoel on the hafrasha? Doesn't that make my original bracha a bracha levatala? Okay, you get, the hafrasha itself you can undo, but you made a bracha. So now you're going to tell me there was no hafrasha, but there was no bracha. You're going to make the past disappear? You said a bracha. So what happens? Bishaito, the bracha was okay. But now, Limafreya, you are undoing so much so that you're able to have a second Hafrasha with a second Bracha. So, Mimanafshach, one of these Brachas is no good. Do I have to worry about that? The Chassam Sofer is not worried about that. He's not worried that just because you're going to be Shoel on the original Hafrasha, so it's going to come up to haunt you. The Kam Achronim Pligi Bazer, Rosh Shlomo Zalman notes that there are a number of Achronim argue and say, okay, you could do the She'ela, but you can't do a second bracha. She'ein tzorach levarach she'enis. Why? So, why not? If the first hafrasha didn't exist. So, the svar given, umasha birich b'hafrasha rishona mo'eles gam l'hafrasha shnia. The second hafrasha is connected to the original bracha. That was the beginning of the process. You undid the process, and you maybe had a month in between. Still, that is what is done. That's the machlokas achronim. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, I've written elsewhere a way to solve this problem. A way to solve this problem. Shaharotzel says be called safek. If you want to just get out of any safek, and this is a chiddush, he says, be mafresh e hafresh a shnia before your shoel on the rishona. Before you show on the Rishona. And then, in that case, for sure, you don't make a new bracha. Because it's connected to the original Hafrasha. And then be Shoel on the original Hafrasha. And Memela, the original bracha, would be Chal on the second. And Ein lo lachush linyan bracha shav Hafrasha shniya. Kivin shebishah sheifrish Hafrasha shniya. Kodim shesh lo Rishona, lo Chal Hafrasha so. The second Hafrasha wasn't really Chal. If I take off Truma, and then want to take off another Truma a month later, it's not called Truma, I already took off Truma. So really, it's not chal, but once you remove the original one, the second one is chal, and is connected to that original bracha. V'rabim he'ibrul zeh, many people have argued with me and said, no, there's no erech to the hafrasha shnia, because it's not called the hafrasha, because you're ready to go off truma. And I say, look in many gemaras and maseches nedarim. Sometimes you have something that's not really chal, because something else is preventing it, and then memela, once you remove the original event, so then it's chal memela, like our Gemara. Our Gemara has two nazirios, and the second of the first one is removed, v'nishal, the second one can be chal, even though b'shaito, it really didn't exist. That's the Rosh Shlomo Zalman right here in the Mincha Shlomo connecting this to that. But that's an interesting topic in terms of am I allowed to be shoel, which is then going to make what I did earlier a bracha levatala. It comes up in various areas of halacha being shoel on the hafrasha. Number one. Number two, Tosfos and Masechta Shavuos discusses, so what was the final maskana? According to Rav Huna, he would agree if somebody accepts two nazirios at once, so then it is chal. Even though if somebody says, hareini nazar hayom, hareini nazar hayom, it does not work. It's got to be lamachar, according to Rav Huna. But if he says, hareini makabel shtei nazirios, it would work. Asks Tosfos in Maseches Shvuos, but we have a principle called neder shehutar miksaso hutar kulo. We have Eidah Shabala Miksasa Bala Kula. We have Neder Shehutar Miksasa Hutar Kulo. So ask Tosfos, why here do we, Chav Zayinim Abes, why here do we say, what's the case here? You make Harini Makabel Shtei Nazirios, and if you get rid of one, the second one is Chal. The whole thing should be null and void. The whole thing should be thrown out. Ask Tosfos, Hiksha Rivam, Kishakiba Lav Shtei Nazirios Babas Achas, Vinishal Achas Mehen, Amailo Nishtarya Bishnia. Right? It should be like, Konam Sheininan Elokulchem. We'll have the Gemara later on. If somebody says, I am not allowed to get any benefit from all of you, once I can get benefit from one of you, I'm sure on that, then the whole thing falls away. So here too, why don't you say, Nether Shalud Buxazahat Luhuta Kulo? Says Tosfos, because you specified two Nazirios. In a case where you say kolchem, that's one big fat neder. And if you get rid of some of it, so then you get rid of all of it. But here you said, I accept upon myself two nazirios. So you're right, that was one phrase that you said. But the fact that you said two nazirios is good enough to be mechalik it for this halacha. The yesh mechalik, the hacha, kivan, the solik, the minyan, beiz nazirus, kekibel kol echad bifnei atzmo dami. It's as if you accepted two separate ones, even though it is formulated together, but still we say it is looked at as two separate ones. Right? You have the sugya by Eidus also. Right? Eidus, when do you say Eidus Shabbala Miksasa Bala Kula? When do you say it's looked at as separate Eiduyos? When does the shame Eid start? So you have the similar discussions by a neder. When is it looked at as one? Let's just ask a question now, and then maybe we'll answer it later on, if we have time. There's a question Achronim ask. We know there is a principle mentioned in Maseches Kiddushin and elsewhere, Kol she'eno b'zeh arzeh, afilu b'vas achas eno. Any two halachic mechanisms that cannot work one after another, they can't work together as well. So, if somebody, just like somebody can't marry two sisters one after another, they can't marry two sisters at once. Right, that's the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. Therefore, if somebody goes to two sisters, Hareini, Hareya Aten Mukudashos Li, neither of them are married to him. Even though if I go over to two women who are not related and do that, I'm married to both of them, one of them. But when it comes to sisters, Kol She'eno B'zeh Acharzeh, Afilu B'bas Achas Eino. If you can't do it one after another, you can't do it together either. So the Achronim ask on our Gemara, how could, according to Rav Huna, Hareini Nazar Hayom does not work? You can't have it one after another, so why is it that you could be chal bevas achas? We just said, harim akabosh tein azirios, so why should that work if it cannot be chal zeh achar zeh? Let me just say it once we're here. I'll just say it now, and then we'll continue. The Achronim suggests, Reb Chaim writes this, the Shaul Umeshiv writes this in the Tshuva, that principle only applies if there is a direct contradiction between the two mechanisms that are trying to be chal. If I try to marry one sister, and then I try to marry another sister, so those two go head to head, because there's an isser of achuz isha. And that's why the Gemara applies the principle there. Kol she'eno b'zeh arzeh, afilu b'vas achas eino. If it's two contradictory halachic principles. But if there isn't a different external reason why the second can't be chal after the first. But not because one is directly against the other one. But there's a different reason, there's a different reality that's preventing. So that is why, then they wouldn't apply this principle. So says the Shaul Umeshiv very creatively, I say Harini Nazir Hayom, so I'm a Nazir. And then what? I want to become another Nazir, Harini Nazir Hayom. So why can't I become a Nazir then? Is it because one Naziris contradicts another Naziris? No. It's just that the acceptance of being a Nazir can only be chal on a person who's not a Nazir. It's just a reality. It's not that one mechanism goes up against and contradicts another one. Sometimes they can work in tandem. They can work one after another. But if I accepted one today and one in a month from now. But the reason that once I'm a Nazir, I can't be a Nazir again is because I'm already a Nazir. Not because there's something in the acceptance. Hareini Nazir Hayom only works on somebody who's not a Nazir. So that's why the principle of kol she'ena b'zechar zeh, afil b'bas achas eino, would not apply here. Because that only applies where the two things go head to head, but not because if they can't coexist, but for a different reason. So that's the Shaul Meshiv's svara in a tshuva in Chelek Dalad Simin Beis. Okay, we'll leave it for now and we'll continue. So the Gemara says now, getting back to Rav Huna and Rav Shmuel. Masa Rav Hamnuna, fourth line. Trying again to prove, to ask a kasha on Rav Huna. Again, Rav Huna said, you cannot say, Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom. That does not work. Masa Rav Huna, Nazir Lahazir, Mikan, Shanaziris, Chal Al Hanaziris. We know from here, Hanaziris can be Chal Hanaziris, Sheyachol. Because I would have said, it's not true. I would have said one Naziris cannot be chal on another Naziris. Fahalo dinu. And I would have said it's a kal vachomer. Uma shvua chamura. If shvua, which is very stringent, we'll see how and why soon, as Hashem. If shvua, which is very stringent, ain shvua chala al shvua. And yet, if it's so stringent, then yet it cannot be chal once he took another shvua. Naziris kala la koshakein. So surely Naziris, which is more lenient than a shvua, surely it shouldn't be strong enough to be chal once you are a nazir. That's what I would have said. If shvua can't be chal in a shvua, a nazir can't be chal in a nazir, tama lomar, nazir la hazir. That's why you have that double. Lashon mikan, shanaziris kala al hanaziris. So you need a pasuk to teach me that Naziris can be chal on Naziris, because I would have compared it to Shavua. So, hey, Chidami, what is the case here that the Pasuk is teaching me that you could have Naziris chal on Naziris? Ilema da'amar hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir lamachar, if it's your case, Rav Huna, that it's hayom and lamachar, hakrabaya. You need a Pasuk for that. That's obvious. If I say I'm a nazir today, I'm a nazir tomorrow, so what? I'm for sure a nazir for an extra day, and we know from the Mesorah, that you cannot be a nazir for a day, so it's going to be 30 days. So you don't need a pasuk to teach me that. Or at least you don't need this pasuk to teach me that. You already have a different source that the minimum of a naziris is 30 days. So therefore, hakrabaya. You need a pasuk to teach me. Hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir lamachar. That can't be the case of the Braisa. So el alav, what must it be? De amar, hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom. It must be our case that we have been talking about. Vikatani, naziris chal, naziris. Again, Kasha and Rav Huna, isn't that what it's talking about? Answer, lo. Just like we said before, and therefore there is no Kasha. But wait a minute. So at least the Maskana, you need a Pasuk to teach me this. So you didn't need a Pasuk, the Gemara says, to teach me Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Lamachar. So is it so much less obvious if I say Hareini Mekabel Shtei Nazirios that I might have thought that doesn't work? Kamash Malon, the Pasuk tells me it does work. That's the Ron's comment. The Ron says, right in the middle of the medium lines right here, V'yim tomar, V'ulahakra lama lipshita. So even this, D'havile ka'om hareini nazir shishim yom. If I say hareini makabel shtei nazirios, so why is that any less obvious? What do you need a pasuk to teach me that? Says the Ron the following, Yesh lomar ilavkra, without the pasuk, I would have thought, Hava amina sheyimne shishim yom, ke'echad. The Yavi Karban. I would have thought, if I say Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir, Hareini Mekabel Shtei Nazirios, I would have thought that meant 60-day Naziris, not 2 30-day ones. Big nafkamina in terms of Karbanos, in terms of haircuts. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, of the Pasuk. V'asakra v'ashme'inan d'shtei Naziris chalukin have. V'yalkol lamin megaleach u'mevi karban zeo pirishmu azu al nachon. Says the Ran, that is the Chiddush of this pasuk. Good. Then the Ron goes into a machlokas that he has with a couple of his rabbeim. We've said over the past 2 days, the Mishnah gave an example. The Mishnah said a neder can be chal on a neder, which means a naziris can be chal on a naziris. Is that very specific? What if somebody says, konem kikar ze alai, konem kikar ze alai? What if somebody makes a real neder, not two naziris, a real neder? Is the Mishnah saying this is the only case that a Yesh Neder B'Sof Neder? Or is that an example? See, he quotes the Ramban and others that say you'd be Chayiv 2. If I make a Neder on a Neder, I'd be Chayiv 2. You see in a couple of lines from where we're up to in the Ran, where he's quoting his Rebbeim, Sha'af in Yinzeh Chomer Neder Mishvua, Sheha Omer, Konem Alai Kikar Zeh, Konem Alai Kikar Zeh, Chayiv Shtayim. Wow. If I say this hamburger is asr to me, this hamburger is asr to me, I say that twice, and then I eat the hamburger, I get two averis. Two lo yachel dvaros. That's the shita. Because it says, yesh neder besoch neder. And just like, harini nazar hayom, harini nazar hayom is chal, even though that's chal one after another, but this would be chal. Umisha nishba beis pa'amim, shalo yochal kikar echad va'achlo enachai v'lachas. Shvua, it doesn't work, neder does work. And the Ran is very upset about that. The Ran does not think that. It's true. The first kasha the Ran asks is, why didn't the Gemara say so? Why did the Mishnah say so? The Mishnah comes up with an example of yesh neder besoch neder. What's the example? The case of Naziris. Naziris is a unique form of neder. Why did it say that case? So the answer that could, to that could be, well, that's what the source in the Torah is. Nazir lahazir, and we extend it. But this is an important machlokas we've shown him to be aware of. The Ran does not like it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, along the way of the Brice that we just quoted was, we said that a shvua is more chamur than a neder. So why is that? Ask the Gemara, umay chumra de shvua mi neder? What's the chumra? Ilema, if you want to tell me it's based on what we just said earlier in the Mishnayas, mishum dechayle afilu adavar she'en bo mamish. The end of the previous parak, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, we said a shvua is chal even on a davar she'en bo mamish. Shvua that I'm not going to sleep, that I'm not going to eat. And a neder is only chal on a davar she'esh bo mamish because it's on the chefsa. So, 1 minute. But there's a chumra the other way. Neder nami chamor. Why shekein chal al ha-mitzvah kirishus? Right, we had it on an earlier mitzvah. We had it on the bottom of Tezayin and Aleph. A neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah, and a shvu is not. See, if you're going into stringencies and leniencies, the Mishnah listed one in one direction and one in the other direction. So you can't just pick, oh, shvu is more chamor. It's got to be something else that spans across details of halacha. So the Gemara says, Ela mishum dechsiv ba bishvua lo yinake. It says after Shvua Shav in the Aseret HaDibros, lo yinake, he will not be cleansed. And the Gemara says elsewhere, Tosas quotes this in, Tosas quotes it right here, the Gemara in Shvua Slamates quotes that even after Tshuva, there's something about a Shvua Shav, lo yinake. Right, Vahasam Ika Chumros Acheros, Tosva says. There are Chumras there. Mikamakam Chumra Chashivusa Shavehi. Right, this is a Chumra that applies to Shvua Shav, Lo Yinakeh. Right, Rabbi Minahar also quotes this from Rashi. A Rashi we don't have. So we know there was a Rashi in Adarim. We just don't have it. Right, it's not like Rashi did not write on Masechas Adarim for some reason. He quotes Pirish Rabbeinu Shlomo. This is quoted as an opinion in the Shidim Kovat. Says, Af Alpi Shelaka, Isa below Yinaka Hashem. Based on the Gemara elsewhere. Even if somebody gets Malkus, there's still something that's there after making a, violating Losisa. Aval Neder, Kivish Alaka Niftar. By a Neder, once you get Malkus, it's finished, just like any most other Averis. But Shvua Shav is different and unique, and that's why it is more Chamer. So it's something that goes across the board. There is a interesting thought to explain this as well. Rav Meir Pamishlaner, quoted in the Yagdol Torah on Parshas Yisur, quotes, because usually when I do an Avera, I erase the, when I do Tshuva, I erase the Avera. But if I said Shvu Hashav, if I said Shem Hashem, you can't erase Shem Hashem, as we know. So you can't fully get it off the history. Fascinating suggestion. He says, Kosvim is Maisa Besefer Azachronos. Ukishazoch Elasos Tshuva, Aide Tshuvaso Nimcheques Ha Avera. Ulama Nishba Beshem Hashem, Nish Eres Ha Avera Ksuva. Ki Asa Limchok Hashem Hashem. Vizea Pirish, Ki Loyina Ke Hashem, Esa Sher Yisa Eshemo Lashav. Sheheri Yef Shalomachko, Vishar Rosha Machet. There's something that's always going to be there. And that's why it is so chamor. And that's what the Gemara says here, that a shvua is goes across the board in terms of being more chamor than a neder. Two other points on a shvua shav, and that we discussed this Parshas Yisro time, there is Me'iri, based on Midrashim, but we mentioned this various times in past contexts. We know that the Torah tells us the Aseres HaDibros. In the Torah, they're not split up at all into separate luchos. They are Aseres HaDibros. But Midrashim already, in the times of the Tanaim, have them split 5 and 5. Even though there are a lot more words on the right side than on the left side, right? The first 5 Dibros has a lot more words, right? Which means that it's much lighter because the words are chiseled out, right? But it's different. But the left side has the bigger bigger words. The Mabit, I think, writes in one of his Sfarim that the left side Dibros, the words were much bigger. Words were much bigger because you have to parallel and make it one heavier. So the Ben Adam Achavero were much larger. Low signal, low, because sometimes we need that encouragement. But the Meiri in the Psicha to his commentary on Shas discusses the parallel between the Dibros on each side. Right, one is compared to six, and two is compared to seven. He goes through each one, and four out of five of them are pretty, or three out of five are pretty straightforward, and the other two have to be worked on a little bit. A belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is parallel to Lo Tzirtzach, because Lo Tzirtzach is the ultimate denial of Tzelem Elokim, and Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the recognition of Tzelem Elokim. Avodah Zarah, Lo Yiyeh, and Lo Sinaf throughout Tanakh. Avodah Zarah is compared to, right, our leaving Hashem is compared to leaving a marriage. That's number two. Shabbos, number four, number nine, Eidos Sheker. Shabbos is Eidos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that's Eidos Sheker. That's the opposite of it. So those three are pretty straightforward. What about 5 and 10? Kibud Av V'Em and Lo Sachmod. So that also explains the Meiri, explains the Mefarshim. Kibud Av V'Em means I recognize my place in the world. I am not the center of attention. I'm not everything. It doesn't end with me. I recognize that there are others out there that help me. Lo sachmod also. I don't desire to have others' property, to be with others. I recognize my place in the world. That's lo sachmod and kibud av v'em. What about 3 and 7? That's the toughest. Lo sisa and geneva. What are those two? How do those two work? So the Meiri says you can say it means that usually if I steal something, I'm going to have to swear to cover up my thievery. So one leads to another, but that's not inherent. So the Meiri writes, unbelievably, in 800 years, 700 years ago, says the Meiri, because if we put on our talus and our tefillin and we act like observant Orthodox Jews, and then we go and steal behind people's back, so that's the ultimate bearing God's name in vain. That's the ultimate wearing the badge of orthodoxy and going and making a chilul Hashem. Right? The more frum we are, and the more frum we look, and the more we're recognizable as Avdei Hashem, the more responsibility there is. And that is why it's always on the front page whenever an Orthodox Jew does something wrong, right? Why is that on the front page? When everybody else does something wrong, it's not on the front page. Because of this Meiri, he says, Ukemosha Amru, an unbelievable line. Lo sisa kenega lo signo. Kemosha Amru. Lote misatef betalischa vaholech vigonev. Don't put on your talis and go steal. Shalote meiniach tefillin vaholech umurame es habrios. Shezehu nesias shemo shalakadosh baruch hu lashav. That's a biting, sharp Meiri. But he says, that's how they parallel. Bearing God's name in vain doesn't just mean saying Shem Hashem. Right, and maybe that's also connected to this idea of Shvuah Shav, of the Gemara, a Shvuah being more a Chamer. One final point, the Ksav Sofer, totally separate point, but the Ksav Sofer writes in Yisro, Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Lashav. Don't lift up God so much that he's over there, he doesn't have anything to do with my life, and he's so uplifted, Lo Sisa, right, like from the word Kisisa. If you lift Hashem up so much, so then you're going to live your life as a falsehood. Lashav, that's because, you have to realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our life. Don't lift him up so much that he's not going to be involved in your life. Okay, let's get back to Shavuos. There is, again, this big Ron here on the bottom also discusses, just basically finishing up what we've just been talking about. We've been speaking about neder on neder and shvu on shvua. What about, could a neder be chal on a shvua and a shvua be chal on a neder? What if I make a shvua that I'm not going to eat something? Or not the other way, it works better. What if I make a shvuah, I'm going to eat something? And then I make a neder that is usher for me to eat that item. Is that chal? Or the other way, I make a neder and then I make a shvuah. Says the Ran, it works in one direction. Says the Ran, it works in one direction and not the other. Says the Ran on the 8th Y line, nedarim chalin al shvuos, ve'ein shvuos chalin al nedarim. The Ran says, a neder is an iser chefza. So even if there's something about me, a neder can be chal on the shvua. But the opposite cannot exist. If I make a neder on something, I can no longer take a shvua. And he explains it using the lumdus that we've already said. She mitzvos v'shvuos shteyen isur gavrahein. V'chal alayu isur chefsa dinidarim levatlon b'shev al tasa. If I swear I'm going to eat the hamburger today, and then I make a neder, the hamburger is usher to me, that works, and it's usher for me to eat the hamburger. B'shev al tasa. A neder can be chal on that. V'chulu. And then he says maybe in the opposite direction too. But ein shvuos chalos al nedarim. Lo levatel v'lo lekayim. But he says a shvuah is not chal on a neder, and he explains why there in terms of chefsa gavra. It's all right here in this ran, here on Daf Yud Ches. Okay, let's continue now with the two dots. Shvuah shlo ochal, shvuah shlo ochal v'achal, eino chayv ela achas. The Mishnah had said, a shvuah, betok shvuah does not work. If I swear I'm not going to eat, I swear I'm not going to eat. You're only chayv one. If I eat, I'm only going to be chayv on one shvuah. Amar Rava, similar to what we said in the Brisa earlier, Ibn Ishal al Harishona, Shnia Chala Alav. Even if I'm Shoal on my first Shvuah, don't think it becomes Mutter. Meaning, it's not that the first Shvuah wasn't Chal at all, it seems like it's held in abeyance until it has room to be Chal. Shnia Chala Alav. Mimai, how do I know that? Midalok Tani, since in the Mishnah it does not say, reading with the Bach. Midalok Tani Chayiv Achas. It doesn't just say Chayiv one. Inami Eina Ela Achas. There is only one. Viktani, what does it say in the Mishnah? Eino chayiv ela achas. You're only chayiv one, which means rav chahut alasla. There's no space for the second shvuah to be chal. Ki mitshal al chanerta chayla. But once it gets space, then it is chal. Similarly, the following. Lishnachrina, different way of saying it. Chiyuvahu deleka hashvuah ika. There's no chiv on the second shvuah, but it does exist. Lamai hilchasa likida Rava, similar to what Rava said, meaning Rava didn't bring this. The Gemara didn't bring this as a raya to Rava, but the Gemara first quoted the diuk and then brought Hal Rava as a nafkamina. To Amar Rava, Nishal Arishona also lo shniyat achteha. Lema Messiah. Let's say the brisa we started off today's shir with is a raya then to Rava. Mishanah the shein niziris umana es Arishona. Tehifresh karba Nishal le also lo shniyat Arishona. Should we compare neder to shvua in this context? Is that a raya to Rava? Answer no. Kagon shekiba alav shtei niziris bibas achas. That case of the brisa could be like what Rafuna would say, and therefore it's not a raya. Not a raya that this is true. Okay, let's get back to this din of Rava. So Rava says, if I'm shoel on the first, the second one is chal. Says Rashi in Masechta Shvuos, getting back to that same daf where this Gemara appears, right? You got to do Rashi and Shvuos because we don't have Rashi in Adarim. Rashi says, you know why Rava holds this way? The second shvuah then is chal because a chacham is oker a shvuah meikaro. And therefore it did not exist. And that's why your second shvuah is chal. Cha'achacham oker ha-neder me'ikaro, shari poseach lo b'charata, v'havi kamisha lo nadar, v'chala ashni lo mafreya, shari shona ha'isa ma'akavata mi'lachul, v'ino l'rishona ho'ov initial alei. Fine. That's what Rashi says to explain it. What's the chiddush? Says the shach. The shach says in Choshe Mishpat, the Gemara, all these halachas in Nedarim, they're in Shulchan Aruch. We think, oh, this is an halacha l'maisa. We're not learning a masechta halacha l'maisa. We are. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the shita of Rabbi. Look in Choshe Mishpat, Simin, Reish Lamed Ches. I'm sorry. Choshe Mishpat, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Yoredeya, Reish Lamed Ches. Yoredeya, the Hilchas Nedarim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shita of Rava, that if I'm Shoal on a Shvuah, after I take two of them, so then it is Mutter, the second Shvuah is Chal. Says the Shach, based on this Rashi and Shvuas, the Chora, this then only applies by a Chacham, who is Oker Me'ikaro. But if you have, let's say, a Baal, let's say a woman makes two Shvuas, and a Baal gets rid of it, so then, says the Shach, you would not say, because according to in that case, we know, the Gemara is going to say later on, that a Baal is Megiz Gayez. A Baal is not Oker Lamafreya. Says the Shach, Reish Lamed Ches Chavav. Shahachacham, okay, another Meikaru, etc., etc. But then he quotes, Mashma, Tibahafaras Habal, what if the husband demeg his guy is ve'ener oker ha-neder meikaro? If a woman would make a neder and then another neder, even if the first neder would be mufar by the husband, ein ha-shniya chala. The second one would not be chal. Because you don't have to hold of it anymore, but it still exists. That is the chiddush of the Shach. Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, argues. He says, no. You're right, Rashi says that, but the real issue here is because it's similar to the ein isur chalal isur sugya. Which means, once the first isur is removed, the second one can be chal. Don't take Rashi so literally, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, in terms of oker. It just means it doesn't have teeth anymore. But it doesn't mean that actually it was ne'akar l'mafreya. Machlokas achronim, whether to take that Rashi, who gives a svara for our Gemara, literally or not. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah here, Yurchesim Abes. Stam nidarim lahachmir upirushim lahakel. This could have been the first Mishnah in Mesechas Nedarim also. It's a Yisod general rule about Nedarim, but it's put here. Stam nidarim lahachmir. Stam neder is lahachmir. What does that mean? Stam neder. If I'm not sure what the person said. Not sure. See the Ron first skinny line. Klomar. Misha nadar v'yesh lafaresh lashono lahachmir ulahakel. Somebody made a neder and I'm not sure how to interpret his words. Is it a neder or is it not a neder? Kol shelo piresh echan mehem l'mayet nitkavein hochin b'stamo lahachmir. If the person does not explain himself, then you assume he was taking upon himself a neder. Stam nedarim lahachmir. Upirusham lahakel. What does that mean? If he was mefarish afterwards. No, I meant the lakula understanding, so I meant that I'm not usur. We believe him. Back in the Ron. Impirish acharkach v'omar l'kach niskavanti somchen al dvarav afal bishu meko. You're allowed to trust him. You're allowed to trust him if you ask him afterwards what he meant. That's the language of stam nedarim lahachmir pirusha mahakel. What if the guy says, I don't remember. I don't know what I was thinking. Or what if he says, I had in mind whatever my lashon is mashma in halacha. That's what he says. So then, helping him doesn't help. So what does the Mishnah say? Stam nedarim lahachmir. Ask the Karen Ora, he just has this chakira. Is this a din vaday or a din safek? That's not clear in the Mishnah. Is this Petores Vadai? Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, is that just like a Suffolk Lechumra, which the Gemara is going to talk about? Or is it a Din Vadai? Big Nafkamina, do you get Malchus? Lo Yachel Dvaro. If I violate a Neder that I took upon myself based on the Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, the Karen Ora wonders, does it Petores Vadai? Or is it Petaras Suffolk? That's a Chakira that he has. The Sha'ar Mitzvah Ba'alacha here notes that the word Stam doesn't always mean Suffolk. Stam just means, right, venerally, the Lashon Stam, the Isa B'Mishnah, Einu B'Gedah Suffolk Klal, because then the Karen Ora Suffolk doesn't get off the ground. Ta'ara Yukarav Levadai. Stam can mean Karav Levadai. Like Tosva says in Mesechas Gittin, he quotes on Daf Beis, Ta'achelet She'nishar Neged HaStam Hu Mi'uta De'Mi'uta. Stam nedarim hainu stam hanodrim daitam lahachmir biyoser. The word stam doesn't have to mean suffix. So that's why the Karen Ora could have his hakira and wonder what exists in this case. But now the Gemara is going to give examples of this. Ketzad, the rest of the Mishnah are examples of this. Ketzad, har amar. Amar hare alai kibasar maliach. Somebody says this kosher meat is to me like salted meat. So salted meat could mean salted meat on the Mizbeach, which is a davar hanadur, and it's a good neder there. Or it can mean a piece of Avodah Zarah, because they used to give meat to their Avodah Zarah, which would be davar ha'asur, and then it wouldn't be a neder there. So I don't know what he means. Ki yayin nesach, or compared to yayin nesach. Yayin nesach, again, might mean what we call yayin nesach, or what they call yayin nesach. So im bishel shamayim nadar. If he had in mind Shamayim, meaning what on arm is Be'achaser, that's a Dover HaNadur, and therefore the Neder is good Neder. In B'shal Avodas Kochavim, Nadar Mutter. But if he had in mind Avodah Zarah, then it would be Matfis B'Dover HaAsur, as we had earlier in the Parak, and therefore it would be Mutter, it wouldn't be a good Neder. Vim Stam, if Stam, he says, I don't know what I meant, he's not around, right, or he doesn't remember, Asur, so then it would be Asur. That's Stam Asur. Or similarly, Hareya like a cherem, Right? This is like a cheirim. Cheirim is another lashon of a neder. Kecheirim shel shamayim aser. If it's a cheirim that would have belonged to the Beis HaMikdash aser. Vim kecheirim shel kohanim. But if it's a cheirim of a kohanim, right? We have a machlokas tanoim in arachin. Whether stam charamim or lebedek abayis, stam charamim lebeis the kohanim, mutter. But if it's cheirim of a kohanim, it's mutter. Vim stam aser. Im stam, and if not, if it's stam, he didn't specify aser. The Rush does point out here, wait a minute. The halacha by charamim is, let's say I'm machrim something. And even if I hold stam charamim lekohanim, before it gets to the kohanim, there's me'ila by that item. So why should it be vim becherim shal kohanim mutter? Why should it be, right, mutter because it's called chulin, because it's the kohen stuff? But before it gets there, there's me'ila, says the Rush. Afal gavde becharmi kohanim molin, acha yavo lide kohanim, vavi shaper davar hanadur. Mikol makom stam charmi kohanim, mashma shikvar bo lide kohen. The pashas is, when you say it should be like a charm of a kohen, it should be something that the kohen already has in his possession, where there's no me'ila anymore. So that's the, why we would think that. Viter. Hare alai kemaiser. This should be to me like meiser. What meiser? There are a couple of meisers. Im kemeiser behema nadar, if he meant meiser behema, which is a carbon, meiser behema, so then aser. That's good. That's a davar hanadur. The im bishel goren mutter. But if he meant meiser rishon, right, of the granary mutter, so then it wouldn't be a good ned there. Why? Because that is mutter. That's not a davar haaser or a davar hanadur. Vim stam aser. And if stam, we would assume it is like meiser behema. Stop there for a moment. As Tosfos, beforehand with the Rush, this is Tosfos. If you look on the second fattest lines of Tosfos, towards the end, in the tiny little letters, Tosfos says, is Meiser really a Dover Hanadur? Right, Meiser Behema. We had a similar discussion earlier. There are some Karbanos that are not so similar to other Karbanos. Remember we had a discussion of Bechor a few days ago? Bechor, it's automatic. That was a Machlokas Tanam. Whether Bechor is a Dover Hanadur or a Dover Haaser. So what about Bechor? What about Meiser? What about Meiser? Ask Tosfos. V'im Tomar. Halo Asiri me'elav avikadosh. I put the Meiser through the fence. 1, 2. Number 10 is kadosh automatically. V'im kein lo avi davar hanadur. Is that a davar hanadur? Am I makdish the Meiser? Let's say I'm counting. Even if I didn't count, I didn't say Asiri. I didn't say that. It's still kadosh. And even if I made a mistake, let's say I miscounted, and that's 9, and that's 10, they're both kadosh. Says Tosfos, why is it Meiser, Dover Haaser? Right? It's not a Dover Hanadur. Says Tosfos, no. You did choose to put it through the fence. Right? If you didn't put it through the fence, it would never have been a carbon. The Yesh Lomar, the boy ha'avaras minyan. The imhayu asara. The natal echad below minyan, eno kadosh. As we know, let's say I have 100 sheep, and I take 10 of them. This is my Meiser. It's not kadosh. Meiser Behema has to be derech minyan. It has to be counted. 1, 2, 3. 10 is kadosh. And therefore, says Tosfos, because I create the situation of the karbon, that's good enough to be called davar hanadur. So that's a chiddush gadol. Tosfos says, not only is a davar hanadur something that I do directly, even if it's a davar d'memela, if I create the situation, which then Hashem is going to say is kadosh, so that is enough to be a davar hanadur and not a davar haaser. And again, Shlomo Zalman here in the Mincha Shlomo discusses this day in Tosfos. Do we really say this davar hanadur, davar haaser? And is it so simple? So he says, Vadayin, answer from Shlomo Zalman on this Tosfos. Kasha, the sof, have a kadosh me'elav. Via my chashiv davar another. At the end of the day, you didn't make it kadosh. So what that you created the situation for it to become kadosh by Hashem? Why isn't that davar asur? Vitzarech lomar, bekavanas atosfas. What you have to say, she'etzem ha'achnoso ledir, limnosam l'shei meiser, shasiri ye kadosh, ye gufa chashiv haneder. V'chashiv ki'ilu humakdish. You have to say that Tosfos considers counting as if I am makdish that animal, not that Hashem is makdish. And he says there's a machlis. This issue in Tosfos can be linked. Is there she'ela by meiser behema? He quotes as a machlokas the Turei Eben in the Menchas Chinuch. Could you be shoel? Let's say you gave an animal, but then you want to give a different animal. So is that an isser of tmura? Or is that different? It can be Abishoel, Machlokes. So it could be related to our issue. If you are the one that's mocked the shit, or if you're not the one that's mocked the shit. Right, that could be the nafkamina between, the root of that machlokes achronim. But we also have, whenever we mention this, just to mention, I know many of thinking about Rav Pam's thought, and Rav Pam wonders, so why is this required by Meiser Behema? Why don't we just say you can take 10%? Why do you have to do it derech minyan? 1, 2, 3. Just take 10%! So Rav Pam writes, no, the point is, to give 10% of your herd, that's pretty tough. That's a lot. So to have somebody do that, it might be very difficult for them. So you know what Hashem tells you to do? Count it out. 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 9 for me! Okay, 1 for Hashem. 1 for me, 2 for me, 9! Don't just take off 10%. First count that and realize how much Hashem gives you, and then it would be easier, says Rav Pam. We always have to realize, not focusing on what we have to give, but what we have, and that is crucial. But again, there's a lumdus here, whether Meiser is focused on the person, is that called a Davar HaNadr or a Davar HaAsr? Okay, let's finish up the Mishnah. The Mishnah says now, Hare Alai Ketruma. If somebody says, this should be for me like Truma, so Im Ketrumas HaLishka Nadar Asr. If he meant Trumas HaLishka, the Shkalim in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a Davar HaNadr, and therefore the Nadr is good. V'im Shel Goren Mutter, but if he meant Truma, so that's not, we had that in the first Mishnah in the Perek. Right, Truma would be Mutter, because Truma is considered a Davar HaAsur, not a Davar HaNadr. So that's a similar type of case. I create the Truma, but Hashem makes it Asur. But there we pass an Asur, and here we pass an Nadr. V'im Stam, Sasam Asur. Div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, it depends. Stam Truma be Yehuda Asura. Because in Yehuda, in the middle section of Eretz Yisrael, so stam, what people mean by that is Trumas HaLishka. And therefore it would be considered a Davar HaNadr. The Galil up north, Mutter, Sheinachi Galil, Makirin is Trumas HaLishka. Period. Similarly, Stam Charamim be Yehuda Mutarin. Why? Be Galil Asurin, Sheinachi Galil, Makirin is Charmi HaKohanim. The people living around Yerushalayim understand the Kohanim need stuff, and therefore they would be Machrim things to Kohanim. But up north, people are Machrim to the Beis HaMikdash. That's their Kavana, and therefore, in Galil, it would be Asr. So sometimes, you know, you go by the Umdana of where people are, and the same words by different people in different places, you know, would have different, connotations. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, the Basar Maliach, we could talk about maybe tomorrow, the salted meat, that's the mitzvah of Malicha, of every karban, and, the connection, Bizman Azev, having salt on every table, right? Maybe we'll start with that, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.